A wealthy woman. A woman who overcomes adversity. A woman who responds to the call to change her life with her choices and her actions. A woman who seeks the knowledge she needs to empower and change her life. Today, that woman is you. Get ready for a change because you are about to embark on a journey that will forever change your life. And now is the time for you to be a wealthy woman. Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Britannia and I will be your host and mentor on the Wealthy Woman Podcast. And this is episode one, Are You Ready to Be Wealthy? Are you ready to be a wealthy woman? That is the question I want you to ask yourself. And that is the question that we are going to answer for you today in this episode. Now, in order to be ready to be wealthy, you need to know what it is to be wealthy. And every woman has a different definition of what wealth is. And that could be, you know, a net worth of $1 million. It could be having, you know, $5,000 in the bank. It could be simply owning one's own home. So everyone has a different definition of what wealth is. And you need to decide for yourself, what is your definition of wealth going to be? What bar are you going to set for yourself that when you reach it, you will finally be able to say, aha, I did it. I am now a wealthy woman. Keep in mind that whatever wealth is to you today might not be the same as it was 5 years ago, and it might not be the same as it will be 5 years from now. So being wealthy is a mindset. It is something that we decide for ourselves. It is a personal decision. It is a personal accomplishment. And that goal, that definition can change at any time. And we are the ones that set that goal. We are the ones that decide what it is to be wealthy. So today, you need to decide, what is it going to take for you to be a wealthy woman? What do you need in order for you to say, yes, I am a wealthy woman? And you also need to keep in mind that whatever you decide is also going to be how you limit yourself as well. So if you tell yourself, well, I think I'm going to be wealthy if I have, you know, my house paid off. Okay, well, great. You're going to get your house paid off. You're going to be a wealthy woman. But keep in mind that, you know, we don't really have to put any limitations on ourselves. We can always adjust and change that definition of what wealth is based on where we are in life. And that is why wealth is a personal decision. Wealth is unique to each and every individual. And wealth is not a one-size-fits-all. For example, you know, if you were to go out and you see one of your friends wearing this beautiful outfit and you ask your friend, oh, where did you get that outfit? And your friend tells you, are you going to go out and buy the exact same size outfit that your friend is wearing? Well, I mean, if you're the same size, you will, but most of the time you are going to have to go look for your size. And it's the same thing with wealth. We are all individuals and our definitions of what wealth is going to be different. And we need to go after what fits us. We need to have our fit. So in order to do that, you need to know and have a solid goal of what wealth is to you. So what I want you to do is I want you to write down today what it is for you to be wealthy. What do you need to achieve? How much money do you need to have? What do you need to own for you to consider yourself a wealthy woman? So you just completed the first step. You finally have a definition of what wealth is. You have a personal goal that that you have to consider yourself a wealthy woman. And the next thing I want to go over is the self-sabotage. You know, what are the excuses that we tell ourselves on why we cannot obtain those goals? Because the journey to wealth, a lot of that is mentality. And you have to have the right mindset in order to embark and achieve your goals. So the second step to becoming a wealthy woman is understanding one's weaknesses. What is your Achilles heel? You know, when it comes to wealth creation, we all have different roadblocks, different setbacks that tends to keep us from our goals of being wealthy. And for some of you, that may be credit card debt. For others, the Achilles heel might be medical bills. It could be a hefty car payment, student loans. You know, it could also be the mindset of, well, I don't make enough money to save or become wealthy. You know, we all have an Achilles heel, and you have to understand what your weakness is so that you can overcome it. So the second thing that you need to do after defining your definition of what wealth is you need to understand what your weaknesses are. And once you figure those out, then you can better understand yourself and the steps you need to take to reach your goals of becoming a wealthy woman. The next thing that you need to look at is your beliefs. What do you believe about money? A lot of you were raised and heard the saying, money doesn't grow on trees, or money is the root of all evil. You need to understand what your belief is about money, because if you see money and wealth as something that is bad, and yet it's still something that you say you want, those are very contrarian, and your subconscious is very confused by this. For example, let's say you grow up and you are taught as a child, do not touch the spider that has the red hourglass on the back. That's a black widow. That's a poisonous spider. It's going to bite you. So, and then let's say later on you're told, oh, well, you know, you need to capture that spider. That spider is going to bring you good luck. So are you going to want to go and grab that spider that was ingrained in you in your youth that it was bad? It's going to hurt you. Same thing with money. You know, when you're told money's the root of all evil, money doesn't grow on trees. And then as you're older, you're told, you know, well, the world revolves around money. You can't live without money. You need money and wealth to have a good life. Those are very contrary statements. And you need to find out, what is your belief about money? What is your view on money and wealth? Because you need to have a positive view of wealth, and you need to understand that money itself is a tool, and it's a tool that you decide what its purpose is. Money is neutral, okay? Money is Switzerland. Money is not good or bad. Money is what the person does with it. Keep in mind that you need to understand what your belief on money is, because if you have a negative viewpoint, you need to reprogram your mindset on that, and you need to reprogram it with nothing but good things. Because like I said, growing up, you might have been told very negative things about money, and then you wonder why when you get older, you have such a hard time grasping it and such a hard time obtaining it. You know, part of it could be what you believe. So what is your belief on money? Ask yourself that. And then also tell yourself what you believe your belief should be. So the purpose of this podcast is to map out your personal journey to becoming a wealthy woman by analyzing oneself, by understanding your strengths, your weaknesses. You can customize your journey to wealth to fit what's best for you and help you reach your goal of becoming a wealthy woman. Some of you today might be thinking to yourself, I'm too old for this. You know, I've already lived most of my life and, you know, it's too late for me to start building my wealth. And this is what I have to say for you, that it is never too late to start. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter if you are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. I don't care if you're 90. It is never too late to start building and creating your wealth and becoming a wealthy woman. Like I said before, wealth is not a one-size-fits-all, and wealth is also not a one-time-only thing. Wealth can happen at any time in one's life. You could become a wealthy woman in your, you know, early 20s. You could become a wealthy woman when you're just, you know, already past retirement age. You could even be born into wealth. Wealth is not a one-time thing. Wealth can happen at any time in your life, and one has to stop telling oneself the excuse of, it's too late for me. I'm here telling you right now, it is not too late, and now is the time to start on your journey. No more excuses, no more waiting. You probably heard the saying, the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago, but the next best time is today. And that rings true for you. Of course, hindsight is always bliss. We always look back and say, oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. But what you need to realize is you can make the same decision today that you should have made 10, 20, or 30 years ago. You can make that decision right now. Make today the day that you decide that you are going to become a wealthy woman. No more excuses, no more setbacks. No more, I'm too old, I don't have enough time, or I don't make enough money. No more of that, because that is all in your mind. And the whole point of figuring out if you are ready to be a wealthy woman is understanding your own mindset, understanding that the only thing between you and becoming a wealthy woman is the limits that you place upon yourself. But mindset is just the beginning. I'm not going to tell you to close your eyes and think wealth and think money and it's all just going to appear in front of you. Because let's get realistic. Mindset is only part of the ingredient to becoming a wealthy woman. There has to be action on your part. There has to be decision making. There has to be, you know, baby steps. Wealth isn't necessarily going to come to you in one giant leap, and you might not see the destination when you start your journey. You might not see wealth, even though it's down the road ahead of you. You might feel like the journey is taking longer than you want it to take, but that doesn't matter. You keep going, and you keep moving forward, and eventually, you will reach your destination of being a wealthy woman. The whole purpose of the Wealthy Woman podcast is to change your life, is to help you achieve the goals that you have set for yourself. I am here as your personal mentor. I am here to encourage you and help you bring about the wealthy woman mindset that you need to achieve the wealth that you want. And what you need to understand is that this is a journey, and this is a journey that you don't have to make alone, because I'm going to be here and I'm going to be your guide throughout this whole entire journey of you creating and building and harnessing that wealth for yourself and for your loved ones to help enrich your life and give you a better future. Knowledge is power, and I am going to empower you today and in all the future episodes with all the knowledge that I have learned over the course of many years that is going to empower you and help you on your journey to becoming the wealthy woman that you want to be. Now, I would like to share with you that I was not always a wealthy woman. I grew up in an average American household. My parents were financially illiterate. I grew up not knowing anything about money, how to handle money. I didn't know how to handle credit. You know, in my teenage years, I had no idea what APR even meant. I used to have a huge car payment that heavily weighed me down, and I spent most of my teenage years and 20s completely clueless on how to handle finances. And it wasn't until I took control for myself, and it wasn't until I made the decision of me wanting to be a wealthy woman, that I finally began to turn my life around. It all starts with your mentality. And that's why I'm telling you now, you need to figure out if you are ready to be a wealthy woman. I made that decision about 5 years ago that I wanted to be a wealthy woman. I researched and I read and I educated myself and I made it a priority. And I also had reasons why I wanted to be wealthy. I wanted freedom of time. I wanted to help the people that I love. I wanted to, you know, be there for people that I care about. And I wanted to be self-sufficient and independent and not rely on anyone. We all have our reasons why we want to be wealthy. And my personal reasons might be different from yours. However, I went through many adversities in my life. I had many, many setbacks as far as financial-wise, health-wise. You know, that's the way life is. Life is a roller coaster. It is not always going to be up. You know, I would have to say life resembles the stock market. It goes up, it goes down, it's all over. But, you know, overall the course, we hope and, you know, we hope and we strive that it continues to go up. So what I want you to know is that I was not born into wealth. I achieved wealth at a later age in my life, and so can you. You do not have to be born into wealth to become wealthy, and everyone has a different definition of what wealth is. So do not measure yourself against others. Do not measure what you have against what other people have. And what you also need to do is you need to be grateful for what you have now, because we can always have less. You know, we look at what we want, but we also need to look at what we currently have. I remember on my road to wealth that I had experienced much loss in my life. I lost a lot of stuff and, you know, I lost a lot of money and you know, even personal items I had lost. There was a time even when, you know, it was so bad that I was sleeping in a car, I was sleeping in a tent, and, you know, not to go on and on about me, because this is about you and you becoming a wealthy woman. But the thing is everyone has been through bad times. Everyone has hit obstacles in their life. Obstacles where they felt like they could never get out of it. You know, financial holes so deep, you feel like it's impossible. It's never going to end. But it will end. And you have to keep that mindset that, you know, you can accomplish wealth. It doesn't matter where you grew up. It doesn't matter if your parents were poor. It doesn't matter if, you know, you were in a bad side of town. It doesn't matter. None of that matters, because what matters is the decisions that you make, not where you came from. What matters is where you're going. And in order to go into the realm of being a wealthy woman, it's all in the mind. And so the first hurdle that you need to overcome in becoming a wealthy woman is your mindset. I remember during my journey when I finally got my mindset in the right place for me to advance forward, and I was determined to do the things that it needed to take to get me out of that financial pit that I was in. It was then that I realized that it's not as hard as I've been telling myself. And I like to think of wealth as a snowball. You know, it's hard getting that initial formation, that initial round shape. But the more you pack it on and the more you push it up that hill, which is very difficult at first, But once you get it up that hill, and when you roll it down, it has its own momentum, you know, as the further it goes, the faster it goes, and the more you accumulate. So I like to think of wealth as something that initially it may feel like it's hard, initially it may feel like it's taking a while, but once you reach a certain point, you know, financially, it just kind of goes like a sailboat, you know, the wind kind of takes it. So the first step you need to do is to just get your mindset right and say, yes, I'm ready to start. I'm ready to be a wealthy woman. I'm ready to set the goals and I'm ready to go after them. And one last topic that I want to go into for you today is wealth is not for the financially illiterate. You need to become financially literate in order to become a wealthy woman. And that is what I will be teaching you in the Wealthy Woman podcast, is you will learn financial literacy. You will learn how to manage your money. You will learn how to invest your money. You will learn how to grow your money. You will learn how to make your money work for you. Because even if you were to come into a large amount of wealth, if you don't understand financial literacy and the principles of how to manage that wealth will disappear as quickly as it came. And you need to understand that it is your duty to teach yourself through listening, through research. You need to learn to be financially literate because wealth is a language. And you need to learn to speak the language of wealth to be a wealthy woman. And if you do not know that language, then your communication isn't going to work with money. You will not be able to build a relationship with money without financial literacy. So that is why I'm here, to be your mentor, to guide you, to educate you, and to help you achieve your goals by teaching you financial literacy. Financial literacy takes time. You don't learn mathematics, you don't learn languages, you don't even learn science or any other subject without taking time. You know, you can't learn how to maintain and grow wealth in one podcast. That is impossible. This podcast is set up to be a guide for you to follow, for you to teach yourself over time how to achieve financial literacy. For me, it took many years. For me, it took taking personal failures and analyzing them and picking them apart and doing lots of research. And for me, it took years to reach financial literacy. But I'm here to shorten that time for you. With me as your guide, it should not take you years. I'm wanting you to learn as quickly as possible. I am giving you all the knowledge that I have accumulated over all the years in finance, investing, saving, decision making, credit, anything financially related that I have learned, and I am going to teach it all to you. So this is just step one. All the future podcasts are going to go in depth further on different financial topics that are going to teach you how to handle your money, how to grow your money, and how to be a wealthy woman. It is going to go in detail about different things that you need, different tools, different decisions that you need to make financially in order to become a wealthy woman. And as I said before, it took me many years to learn all the things that I know now. And I had always wished that I had hindsight, because I used to say, oh, if only I knew back when I was 18 what I know now, wow, I could have achieved my wealth so much sooner. And the same thing for you. But what I'm going to do is everything that I have learned, I'm going to give to you. So it's not going to be hindsight for you like it is for me. It is going to be your present and your future. And with everything that I learned the first year when I became a wealthy woman, I increased my net worth by 500%. And 500% might sound like a lot. It might not sound like much to some. It could be little to one person's point of wealth. It could be a lot to another person's point of wealth. But for me, 500% that first year was amazing. It was life-changing for me. And I am going to teach you everything that I know about how I increased my net worth, how I built my wealth, and how I maintain it in the upcoming podcast. So stay tuned for next week's podcast, where I will teach you the basics on where you need to start in creating your wealth. But for now, I want you to focus on your mindset. Focus on telling yourself that, yes, you do have what it takes to be a wealthy woman. Write down your goals. Figure out what your weaknesses are. Is your weakness shopping? Is your weakness credit cards? Is it medical bill debt? You know, car payments? What are your weaknesses? Because you are going to need to know those things in order to accomplish your goals to be a wealthy woman. And stay tuned, because each week we will be releasing a podcast on the Wealthy Woman Podcast, coaching you on how to become a wealthy woman and giving you all the tools and tips that you need to accomplish that. Until then, be wise and be wealthy.